This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Saving Grace Humane Society Executive Director Jennifer Barta in. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Doing good. So you guys are getting a $50,000 grant investment. Big news.
Yes, we are thrilled and very grateful to Petco Love.
So talk about how this came about.
Yeah. So, you know, they invest in about 4,000 organizations like ours across the country. And we apply every year. And I'm grateful to say that we get it a few years we've gotten this grant. This is the most we've ever received. But we're just very thankful and we are grateful that they believe in us.
So is this kind of an overall grant or are there specific things that that this is aimed at?
So it's aimed at life-saving efforts. So anything that is life-saving. And what we are going to be doing with this is focusing on the resources that we offer the community and also some of our medical, you know, spay and neuters that we do, surgeries, things like that.
And how are things going out there overall?
Really well, but we are very, very full. I know I say this all the time. And, you know, we had a good run where we were just right at, you know, how many dogs and cats we should have in shelter. And we were doing pretty well. And then now, of course, we've gotten very full again because we call it kitten season. And the time that dogs go missing from their homes.
And is that just because of the warmer weather and all that?
Yeah, that's one of it, you know, one thing. And then, you know, dogs are outside more and just sometimes you get full and you do so many adoptions that come in. And then once you get a little full, you stay full for a while. So we're hurting. So if you want to adopt, please come and adopt right now.
So what's involved in adopting an animal?
Honestly, you just come in on our open hours, Tuesday through Saturday, and we're 12 to 7. We do adoptions up until 6:30, and you just need to be 18 or older or have a parent or guardian with you and, you know, fall in love and see who you want to take home.
So you have dogs, you have cats. What other animals are out there?
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we have small animals. I think we have a rat right now. We just had a bunny. We had two goats that just got adopted. We don't have farm animals very often, but every once in a while they go wandering from their home as well.
Wow, goats.
Yes, goats. They were very cute.
My gosh. And you've got, I mean, when you talk about dogs in particular, small dogs, medium dogs, mm-hmm. really large dogs.
Yeah. Lots of bigger dogs, you know, kind of the community that we're in. But we do have several small dogs right now and some great size medium dogs. But we're looking at, you know, we try to only have about 30 dogs in the shelter so we can properly care for them. And I think right now we have 45. So, and that's not even counting foster animals. And the cats we have, we're trying to have about 60 in-house, and we have 89, and then another 140 in foster. So
140.
And we're always looking for more foster parents. So if you ever thought of opening your home, even for like a week or, you know, a couple months, if you want to take a bottle baby kitten or you want to take a mom and babies or, you know, just a dog recovering from surgery, we would love to have you.
Wow, that is a lot of kittens. Mm-hmm. For people at foster, how many of those people end up keeping the animal long term?
Yeah, we it's funny, we have a little term for an animal welfare. We call it foster failure, but it's not really failure. It's just, you know, falling in love, and sometimes they fit into your home perfectly. And, I mean, I've done it myself. We've had several, I want to say maybe 20 to 30% of the people might keep one. But then if you keep too many, you can't keep fostering, so...
Wow. Very busy out there mm-hmm. this time of year. How do you keep it all together?
Well, our community, I say we really rely on our community a lot. One thing we're super grateful for is that we used to spend a lot of money on pet food. And we just started putting the plea out. And we spent half the money that we did the years prior because the community came out for us. And so we really rely on our community to help support us. And we couldn't do it without you all.
Now, is there a particular type of dog and cat food that you want folks to donate if they're going to donate?
Yeah, we try to stay away from raw food, and we try to stay away from grain-free. So any sort of canned cat food, kitten food, you know, Costco's a great place to just grab giant bags of food and we'll use it. And then if there's other food that we can't use internally, we host community pet food banks twice a month. And last year we gave about 15,000 pounds of pet food.
My gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah. You know, honestly, that's one of the things we're trying to do with this grant is keep pets with their caregivers. And in order to do that, sometimes people need additional support. So we do the pet food and then we do low-cost clinics for microchips and vaccines and things like that.
Wow. Well, a lot going on. If somebody wants to get involved, I bet you could always use more volunteers.
Yes. And we're going to be opening up that program again in about a month, because we've been hiring a new person to run the program. So we're excited to get some more volunteers in there. So stay tuned. Keep an eye on our website. Please volunteer to help as soon as that's up.
All right, Jennifer Barta, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.